Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Snitching allegations can sink a career in one fell swoop. As much as doing a long sentence behind bars can be damaging as well, sitting down and doing your time will at least mean that there's an audience left to come back to when you're out on the streets again. And as the notorious YSL Rico case played out over the past couple of years, everyone from Gunna to Woody, Unfunk and Lil Duke were put under the microscope for their differing levels of cooperation with the cops. And to some, certain individuals had gone past the point of no return, leading the culture to renounce them.
Yeah. The film in court came out and, you know, of course his lawyer wrote that. He didn't write that. His lawyer probably wrote that. But now in these days when you got the camera, it just look like, you know, they're going to say you pushing pleas. Because, I mean, in this business, if you turn into a rat, it's kind of like career's over. Me, yeah. I would have sat a little longer than coming out to what the internet do to you.
Because
that's just my opinion. Yeah.
But even with the scrutiny being applied to those under his command, the belief was that Young Thug was as solid as they come.
Stay gangster. I always tell a nigga.
That's all I'm saying.
I tell my whole hood, you know the police can't give you no time.
Stay gangster.
So don't tell them that. When they lock you up and they want to question you or anything, just at least buck on them. Like, make them feel like you ain't going to tell. Like, wait till your first time going to court or something, bro. Like, don't tell. Like, you told it to prison? What the hell you thought the police was going to do? They still got to take you in. They already wrote the ticket.
After all, no one had been given any reason to think otherwise, and the court case only helped to build the mythology around him as King Slime of ATL.
That you see the shadow in the back of the room. He's the one directing traffic. He is the one they're all afraid of. He's the one that's King Slime, and we know that to be their MO. He gets a burner, he gets in there, he runs his gang from inside, and he won't get that, and no one's going to throw his cell.
But in a shocking twist, it now looks like the man who was damn near rallying against the snakes in his camp might have been among them after all. And with his music career pretty much at a standstill, things aren't looking great for the Spider. And the Young Thug situation seems to only get worse day by day. To understand how things got to this unfortunate point, let's go back to when Thug first emerged from prison in late 2024. At first, he did so with plenty of goodwill to his name. Due to his apparent refusal to flip when others around him were rumored to be telling, Thug looked like the epitome of a man who really held it down. And to say that his fans, friends, and his girl Mariah the Scientist were thrilled that he was coming home would be an understatement.
I would never see him again. Those people who was laughing at me and laughing at this situation, making fun of us. All you who doubted me and doubted this shit and said this was never coming back. All y'all. What you gonna say now?
As you may know, he was charged under the racketeer-influenced and corrupt organization.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Nations Act. otherwise known as RICO. Thug and 27 others, many of whom would take pleas, were hit with everything from murder, robbery, and theft, to carjackings, assaults, and more. But despite the fact that Thug almost faced 25 years behind bars from the state, his lawyer Brian Steele revealed that he refused to cooperate in the way that they had wanted, by not labeling himself a gang leader or claiming his music incited violence.
But the state offered him 15 years on probation, but they keep piling on these conditions. He just said, he made up his mind. He said, I'm just going to go with it. I got to get home. Judge may not let me home, but I'm not doing these conditions and admit that I'm the leader and I'm involved in the killing and my music just promoted everybody to do it. He's not going to do that. So he did not do that.
Thug himself then spoke as proceedings drew to a close, issuing a heartfelt apology to everyone involved.
Anything that you want to say?
Yes, ma'am. I take full responsibility for, you know, my crimes or my charges. I want to say sorry to my family, my mom. My mom got 11 kids. I can't say all their names, you know. My managers, my kids is not here.
Said to re-enter the game as a returning king, it seemed like a lot of people were not certain about the chances of Thugger securing his freedom. In fact, many people expected that he wouldn't be able to evade violating the strict conditions of his bail.
Here's my personal opinion on everything with the Thug thing. I'm gonna be honest with you, I think Thug got a tremendous deal. Like, we could have never expected something like this to happen. However, it's kind of a trick, right? By the way, we already seen one person on a YSL case who took a plea. They already got caught up and getting sent back to prison. So the possibility of you taking 15 with all these stipulations is kind of to set you up, but it's probably nothing that is going to ever equate freedom. So Young Thug right now being free, that's the biggest thing. I know some of his fans think he beat the case. He definitely didn't beat the case. Beat the case means you got no stipulations.
Because make no mistake, they really hadn't stacked the odds in his favor.
Thug wasn't trying to take that shit. I think he just wanted to beat the shit. But them prosecutors was kind of like, but they're rookies, bro. And this is what I'm going to say. I am glad he took it. Hey, the Young Thug thing is a win, but it's also a huge setup. If you going to tell me that they're going to monitor him on a probationary basis for 15 years, can be in Atlanta, can't communicate with co-defendants or gang members, he can't rap about, he can't promote any music that has to do with what they believe is gang activity. He's always going to talk about him and his doing his thing. They might consider that gang activity. He might be like, yo, me and my niggas, like, yo, we going to the park getting lit. We going to the club getting lit. They might be like, oh, no, you talking about a gang. So,
and perhaps most interestingly of all, one of the conditions that he really fought for was to be able to work with the man that everyone had previously labeled a snitch in Gunna.
As well as
this fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Mr. Sergio Kitchens, he's a phenomenal artist. He goes performer known as Gunna, G-U-N-N-A.
This was a shock to the vast majority of fans, because after Gunna took an Alford plea, which basically meant that he had to admit to YSL being a gang, his former protege had been outcast by most of hip-hop, and the video of him snitching was captured in Ultra HD for the world to remember for ages.
YSL is a music label and a gang. And you have personal knowledge that members or associates of YSL have committed crimes in furtherance of the gang.
Yes, ma'am.
This wholesale rejection of Gunna was upheld by the industry, with previous collaborators such as Lil Durk and Baby going on press runs, where they let it be known that the rapper was no longer someone they would collaborate with.
If you a rat, you a rat. And if you rewind this clip a little bit, I looked into the camera and I told you, if you a rat, I fucking hate you. Cause I love Thug.
Do you believe that Gunna told?
Man, I don't sit up and play games, man. That man told.
But with his appeal to the judge, it appeared that Thug wanted to make amends with YSL's biggest success story. After all, they were once closer than blood.
And so often, too, he's featured on two songs on So Much Fun.
It's my brother, like, mm-hmm. He signed to me, but it's like, it's not even about a signature.
Mm-hmm.
This is my real brother. My real little brother, I took him in. We had a big homie named True. Rest easy, True, he got killed a few years ago. He was I used to have a gambling problem. He was my gambling buddy. His name Troop. He gambled his life away. And he brought Gunna to me. Like, hey, I want you to take them under your wing. And like, these my little boys. I really raised them. Take them under your wings. Make sure they okay. And he ended up passing. So I just had to really, you know what I'm saying, live up to what he told me to do. But Gunna been around me 6-7 years. He in some of my old videos. Y'all won't even know it's him.
Damn.
Not $1. That's it.
Bring him in.
I haven't received a dollar from him.
Where?
At the time, people speculated on what the true motivations were behind wanting to talk to Gunna, with the likes of Boosie speculating that it was purely financially driven.
And Nate, they already say Thugger Gunna was a rat when he ratted on about his cousin shit. So Thugger was like me. He thinking, man, I know this ain't like that. But this can rap. I'm finna get this money. Sometime we it up like that, taking off our street shit, trying to chase that bag. And that's what he do. He knew that wasn't built like that. He knew that wasn't built like no nigga off Cleveland Avenue.
But as it turns out, Thug's real feelings about Gunna were certainly different to what he was projecting to the world. Because as soon as he got out, Thug made one thing clear, and that was when it came to informants, there was a zero tolerance policy. Even firing off some posts on X, which were teetering on a parole violation. Wham! Let's drop one on these rats, Peter. And now, the extent of Thug's secret campaign against Gunna has come to light through a series of leaked jail calls. In one leaked clip, Thugga admits that he consciously tried to undermine the sales of Gunna's Gift and a Curse album by releasing his own project, Business is Business.
Want to try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it!
They don't know your body, only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK, Cygnos.
That same week.
You in the town?
Nah, I'm on the west.
Man, bro, I'm trying to drop an album the same day gonna drop, bro. You need to, if y'all sent you a song, put a verse on it.
That nigga ain't send you no song?
Send you text message.
I ain't seen no song. When he pulled the drop? Man, that nigga ain't send the drop.
He dropped Friday, nigga.
He dropped Friday for sure?
Man,
100%.
Friday. I can hold his
kit back if I want to. If my album don't be ready, I can hold it back. But Drake already sent the song called, the name of my album, I'm going to drop my album on the same day he dropped. And it's called Business.
You good, though?
Most definitely.
Prior to that, he blew up his spot, revealing that he had to pay for streams to ensure that Gunna got a number one album over the weekend with DS4.
You know, 20 million. Whoa. So I already done told him, like, whatever you want, just say it. I'm going to give you the money, whatever you want. Just on some we brother shit. Like, I know you can't go nowhere in this world and get no $20 million check from no label. You're not doing numbers like that. You all right, but you ain't doing that like that, you know? Like, the number one album you just had right now, I paid for you to have a number one album. You didn't, you know what I'm saying, honestly earn a number one album over the weekend, my boy. I paid for that shit.
And in a moment that's going to only enhance the distrust people already feel about record sales, Thug then admitted that he considered enlisting them again as his latest album, Business is Business, faltered.
I said, nobody has ever put out two number one albums from jail. Obviously, hopefully you're out by your birthday, you know what I'm saying, but if you weren't, like, that would be historic. And even if Uzi moves, we still have to deal with Morgan Wallen because he's doing 100,000 every week no matter what. Let's go.
Yeah, let's try to beat that nigga. You still got that plug, right? That shit we did with none of them. You still got that plug?
Yeah.
Hey. All right, my boy.
Yeah, I love you. Call me now.
But when he wasn't trying to sabotage his own artist behind the scenes, every public appearance of his all went down the same lines as he remained fixated on honor and loyalty.
I love people so much to the point where the only thing that'll make me not love you anymore or just like dislike you is like betrayal, like real life betrayal when life is dependent on it.
Is that something you felt like was happening?
Betrayal happened every day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This extended to his verse on Hellcat Kenny with Lil Uzi, where he seemed to be aiming directly at the YSL members who switched up under pressure. And as the months went on, he made everything about the code, to the point that his own fans felt it had grown tiresome. If you a rapper and you a rat, you gotta go gospel, twin. You became so lame now. Even other street-affiliated rappers felt like he was protesting too much and were struggling to understand what was truly bothering him.
I don't understand what the issue is.
snitch.
I don't understand, because Gunna did not tell on anybody. Gunna didn't snitch. Now, okay, I'm going to say this again because I said it before. Okay, if everybody was waiting on a plea as a group and you taking that plea knocks down a domino effect for everybody else, then that's kind of fucked up. But
this fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
That wasn't the case. Niggas before Gunna and after Gunna took pleas, and nobody's calling them rats.
Yeah, but Gunna's the only one that had it on video. So that made it that much worse.
See, they did that on purpose.
No, they did it on purpose. Absolutely.
This is the dividing and conquering that they doing down there to enjoy them, because I've pled guilty to two charges, and they did not make me, like, she made him say, like, oh, yeah, so YSL, you're pleading guilty and saying YSL is a gang. I would have sat back, like, I already pled guilty. You doing too much now.
As for notable figures in the media, people like academics felt like at this point, it was all a diversion on what he should be focusing on. Somebody gotta tell Young Thug he's the last rapper on earth who cares about snitching. Low-key half are telling, and the ones who are telling are making the best music. But Thug just couldn't get over it, with one jail call specifying where he felt the violation lay on Gunna's part.
But this what he did. He made, which they still gotta prove the shit though, which I don't think they gonna ever be able to prove because it's just not a game. He gave the jurors the agreement that it's a gang. He said YSL is a gang, and he know people in this on this trial who committed crime in furtherance of the gang. That means you did it. You see what I'm saying? You don't know nobody on this case.
Yeah.
That's a lie. That's a full-blown lie. I know individuals right. On this case that committed crimes in furtherance of the gang. Like, you committed. Just so you can say slime big. Like, that's real. That's what Rico is. That's Rico. So if a nigga gets killed on Rico, nigga, you really just you got a nigga light hook.
Away from his relentless focus on snitching, Thug was fully aware of the pressure that came with his next move. He admitted that his reputation meant there was a huge spotlight on him as he re-entered the rap scene.
What can you say about the experience of being incarcerated for more than 2 years?
It was real. Don't want to deal with it again, but definitely was real.
Were there moments if you wondered if you would ever get out?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Are you thinking about yourself, your family, your career? Like, where does the mind go?
Family, kids, just, you know, career was like last. Mm-hmm. That was like relevant.
Really? Because you, like, I mentioned this before, but like you went in at the kind of at the height, the pinnacle. I could see wondering, like, oh, am I going to get that back?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'll get it back.
Because as an outsider, it was crazy to watch. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This guy is like at the top of the craft, and now he can't do the thing that he does.
It happens like that sometimes.
Does it happen like that?
I say sometimes.
Sometimes.
Despite the calm way he answered, the fact that Thug had been largely silent outside of a couple of guest spots on Chance the Rapper's Starline and Lil Baby's Wham left many people questioning whether his career was in jeopardy, especially since one moment he'd declared himself the last real G left in the game, only to suggest in the next breath that he might be done with street rap altogether.
Does it make you think twice about rapping about street stuff?
Yeah, because just like the impact that you got on the community, the youth, and not because of like the law. It's more so just like realistically, like kids actually listen to us. Like, all right, we gotta like dumb it down. So, you know, I listen to like new rappers now and I'm like, my kid can't listen to that. That's great.
Really?
But whatever he had planned, it now appears that it's all coming crashing down around him following speculation that he's in cahoots with the law, making everything he's said or done in the past year seem suspect to say the least. This new storm for Thug first began with the leak of an interrogation tape. In it, he appeared to agree to give up information, so long as the officers assured him it would never make its way to the public.
This?
Yes, sir.
Promises, make promises. Just people keep promises. Whatever you in, anytime you ever want to know anything, tell me. I'll tell you anything. Whatever you tell the world.
What you want, brother?
Yes, you can.
Hey.
I don't have your number.
Whatever.
Well, give it to me. If you ain't going to have your...
As the video hit the internet, the likes of Charleston White were savoring every moment.
Shout out to YF and Lucy. You the man, boy. You and your crew the man. Hey, listen, I'm gonna slaughter Young Thug. I got the Anton Daniels tonight. I got Big Bank Saturday. I got Say Cheese TV tomorrow. I'm gonna go on a run with this real. Thanks for that, Alley Hoop Thug. Thanks for that alley hoop, young. I'm finna go on a run. Say, I'm coming down court behind the back. Boo! I'm finna go on a run, baby. Ooh. Say, listen, I prophesize this. Right now, say TCV is looking at all these old videos. I told y'all Young Thug would go tell it.
Particularly as he suggested that he actually had predicted it.
I'm always willing to bet with any rapper, if they keep Young Thug ass locked up 6 more months in the conditions he in, he'll tell to get out of jail too. They keep him 6 more months locked up in them conditions like that there, he'll tell to get out of jail too. He about ready to break. I told y'all.
As if that wasn't enough, the tape also led to accusations of him incriminating Pee-wee Roscoe. For those who don't know, Roscoe had been tied to Young Thug for years as part of the YSL circle. He wasn't just an associate. He was considered one of Thug's close guys and was heavily involved in street-level moves for YSL. This came after the notorious bus shooting, which Weezy narrowly avoided being hit by, a situation where it was alleged that Thug had sent the threat across before it all went down.
Yeah, YSL. Carter 6 coming out Friday, first show. New Orleans, Holly Grove. Nigga, meet me there, bet it. Beat me there, you did.
With them dicks too, nigga.
Yeah.
And in that leaked tape, we all heard him talk about Roscoe's role as though he didn't have a care in the world.
This fucking Wayne from New Orleans, I'm from Atlanta. Mm-hmm. This nigga was in Atlanta and I was in New Orleans. I said, what the f-? That was so weird. This nigga been out shot at this nigga two of us. I don't know who the f- they said Roscoe, but I don't wanna block out y'all case by saying Roscoe ain't do that. And knowing Roscoe, man, that man, scrub, that fool. I'm like, you shy as somebody, bro. But I don't know, cause every day they would grow ball. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
It's safe to say that this shocked everyone. With Thug immediately trying to get ahead of the narrative as he took to X to write, "They didn't play my interrogation video in court cause I helped my brother. Hashtag ratware." Even Pee Wee himself tried to take the heat off Thug.
Politic, man, Jeff, clean his Listerine, man, clean his ivory soap, you feel what I'm saying? I done the time, I did that. That's what you supposed to do. When you go in interrogation room, that's what you do. He told you, man, we sell the Wayne Carter weed. What's wrong with you? You feel what I'm saying? No, a statement is this right here. Lineup selective. That's him. He did that. He didn't do that. He did what a taxpaying citizen do, a real street nigga. Kept it solid, kept it overly real, you feel what I'm saying? Really tried to pull me out the hole. So shit, I don't, you feel what I'm saying? Now, when it comes to the PR now, y'all don't remember when I was locked up. Now, let me just show you how the PRs and the internet selective politics. You know what I mean? We're going to keep it real. When I was locked up and Jeff was locked up, we went viral. When they was like, that's the type of friend you want. He was like, man, Roscoe ain't told y'all a damn thing.
But in that moment, something irreversible had changed. Suddenly, Thug went from being seen as solid as they come to just another rapper whose supposed courage in the face of a hefty sentence was nothing more than an illusion. Now, the likes of YSL Mondo wouldn't accept his attempts to douse the flames at all.
A nigga just beat him. A Rico. Nigga come home, still talking about, oh, nigga ratted, nigga rat, nigga da da da. Bro, that's God. That ain't nothing but God biting you back in your ass, bro. Cause you probably came, you probably been thankful that you just beat a life sentence in a Rico and came home and minded your business and been humble. But instead, you still coming out pushing the rat narrative, bro, and all that, this, that, and the third. Now, look, he came back and bought your ass. But that ain't the key. The thing is, too, though, he brainwashed people. He still got fuckers on the bitch talking about, and y'all heard it with y'all own ears. You fuck somebody's AI and did that in the third, and oh, he ain't rat on nobody. Bro, if you sit down with 12 and bust out and say these words, if y'all talking about a nigga like Gunna ratted from saying, yes, ma'am, you mean to tell me this not making a nigga a rat by saying shit? They said Roscoe shot the bus up. And then a nigga like Roscoe did 10 years behind this shit, and you just got on the internet talking about a nigga didn't rat on you? Boy, your ass so brainwashed, it's sickening. Y'all niggas need daddy figures, and y'all niggas be sitting back waiting on something good, waiting on something to happen. Like, yeah, I'ma stick around. Maybe a nigga put me on. Maybe a nigga I can get something out of nigga or something did that. Like, it's so gay and weird to me, but y'all be on my ass about being a real nigga. Rich, I'm not studying the internet, but I'm just letting y'all know how brainwashed and weird the world and the internet is, y'all.
And by the sounds of it, Mondo was holding the boss to the same standard that they once did to Gunna.
Boy, you didn't supposed to do that, my brother. Even though I didn't be talking about it. Everybody who got common sense, everybody who's been in the streets know. You did not, but you don't do no like that, my brother. Your shit gonna get dropped, brother. You know that, bro. What the hell? You panic. Now that's the when I need to bring back the panic word. You panic, brother.
Despite his attempts to shut it down before it could really grow, it's fair to say that Thug is not being cut the slack that he hoped for.
You ain't that. And he right. Now I'm not gonna say he ain't that.
But I know the dude. I got a little, I got some respect for the dude, so I just won't disrespect his name. Now, Gunna, I'll call him a rat. Thug, I'll tell you what he did in the interrogation room is against the rules. He shouldn't have did it. He said too much, did too much. There's no explanation for that. He's dead wrong.
Now, even some of his biggest supporters and fan pages are looking to write him off once and for all. It's tough to say this, but Young Thug can no longer be my GOAT with the allegations coming out. With respect for the seriousness of the situation, I'm stepping back. But as bad as this was, it somehow got worse. Because it would be one thing if he was fighting on one front. Instead, the continued emergence of leaked jail calls are damning in a whole lot of ways. For anyone who's an avid hip-hop fan, these make for a fascinating listen, as you get to hear your favorite rappers when they think their guard is down. Among the most interesting conversations came when 21 Savage attempted to come to Gunna's defense and said that Thug could change the narrative in an instant if he wanted to.
I swear to God, I was thinking about doing it for, but I'm like, shit, what the hell, that's gonna change? Because I feel like it's really over with for your rap career. The avenue you put out might go number one, but that's it after that. You know what I'm saying? Like, on some real shit.
You hold his career in your hand, bro. That's what I'm telling you. If you come out right now and tell the world what he did went wrong, because them folks already on the internet like, man, God, that we rocking with them. Ever since he dropped that song, they like, man, we rocking with them. If you come out and tell the world that you was in agreement with that shit, his career ain't no. That's why right there, right?
I understand like, that part, but now think about niggas like you, Wham, Dirt, Pluto, niggas who I really with, who like my brothers who already been like cut ties. Imagine nigga that y'all nigga already done cut ties with a nigga, and then I come and be on the nigga side after they did what wrong. That can cause your life.
But,
you know what I'm saying? That's like I'm clapping y'all.
No, it ain't. Niggas need to stop jumping the gun. Niggas be like,
How you call that jumping the gun though?
But instead, Thug revealed that his former artist stopped contacting his former boss or his legal team once he was freed.
Right. Do it right, my nigga. I feel like he the type of nigga. He know I ain't really fucking with him, nigga. So he the type of nigga. He one of them nigga who he gonna answer the phone. So y'all don't gonna hit him with that one. And then he gonna never answer the phone no more. He want no type nigga. Cause he done did little shit like try to go talk to Brian. He told Brian, man, I'm gonna come in here and write a statement. I don't know where him. I was tripping. Somebody tricked me. Woo, 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 woo. Then every time it be time to do it, he don't never answer the phone no more. You know what I'm saying? Brian, like, goddamn. What the hell you on God, nigga? Call Brian. Man, how long you been with him? Since he took the plea, Brian been trying to talk to him. Just what the hell going on? Do an interview with him. Just in case you do want to get on the stand or something. Brian did an interview with you. Like, man, nigga, start answering the phone when it's time to link up.
Aside from the alleged snitching, there was also run-of-the-mill disloyalty on his part, too. For one thing, he laughed off Gunna's diss towards Lil Baby, particularly because they involved a nod to Pierre P. Thomas of Quality Control.
I don't know, bruh.
Pushed up on me knowing you was getting with a rap. This little jazz
moment. Yeah. Oh, God. But he ain't lying, though.
Instantly, this stuck out to some people. He laughed real hard about Lil Baby behind the scenes while saying whatever Wham says goes on the internet. Rallo was right about this man. That's some foul shit, man. As they touched on, Thug's issues led to bigger problems for hip-hop at large. Because with everything that's emerged, he seems to run the risk of starting another civil war in the city of Atlanta. In light of everything that has happened, Rallo has claimed that this was purposeful on his part, with Thugger striving to dive and conquer both the streets and the rap game.
Who the f*** started all this bullshit in Atlanta? Whoever started all this sad shit in the game, period. One, the first thing Thug did was try to turn Birdman against Lil Wayne. So take his album name, try to move, that shit lame. Then he tell on the nigga that's supposed to handle the business.
And according to him, everything Thug has done over the years to sow division in Atlanta was elaborately planned and happened time and time again.
All he ever did was do lame shit. The whole motherfucking shit is about this nigga doing lame shit. Then he turned on Richard McQuarn, tried to turn the whole world against Richard McQuarn. And then at the same time, before this man death, he told us out his own mouth that it was one of the darkest times of his life. Then he turned around and took the whole motherfucking world against Wild Finn Lucci. Whole world. Everybody go against Lucci. Everybody go against, what's that now? Yeah, he tried to turn everybody against Lucci. Now this, all these three things is 100% everybody can go back and look at this. This ain't from Rallo. Then he turned around, he was beefing with Future, calling my phone. Future, calling Future. Like, going back and forth on the getting it. Boom. Then he turn around, he see Gone Over, surpassing every nigga in the industry. Now he called to the street, turn everybody in the world against my Gone.
And in the wake of the call leaking, it appears Rallo has a case. At times, he can be heard throwing blatant shots at other ATL icons like the Migos.
The people only getting buying your label because of Wham. They not buying your label because of the Migos. Them nigga in the red. Them nigga ain't making no money, huh?
Even his longtime producer Weezy got caught in the crossfire.
You just can't be serious to like try to paint this out to be that. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The people that mm-hmm. like is going over their head, they done linked him. Like everybody else.
Wow.
Elliot, Weezy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, he's gonna go over his head. He's so damn retarded and stupid.
As well as the YSL leader making claims that Gucci Mane had lost his edge after he departed from prison.
To be signed to Gucci. P used to be signed to Gucci Mane. When Gucci Mane found out that shit, he dropped the nigga. Because P used to try to rap.
Well, they still friends, so how's that?
Yeah. Go out, end up going to jail. I gave you that turned soul. Start f***ing with me.
Away from the revelations provided by the jail calls, the war between Rallo and Thugger has raged on, with each man calling one another snitches and refusing to give an inch. Much like Thug, Rallo has had to face allegations that he snitched head-on, maintaining that any paperwork he had was from a prosecutor misconduct hearing rather than a trial. Thug was among those who weren't trying to hear his explanation, and now he's getting his payback by citing Thug's own paper trail and leaked calls. Well, I lied to the feds for real, and you still called Lil Baby and told him to cut me off. So now you're gonna have to go through what me and Gunna went through. We are waiting on that gospel album too. Alongside claims that Thug gave information on a murder charge, Rallo did not accept the YSL boss's attempts to say that his brother Unfunk wasn't an informant for taking an Alford plea, the very same reasons that Gunna was labeled a rat. My brother would have rode the whole trip out, but when them guys took pleas, I told my brother to take it too. He had just did 12 years and I ain't wanna put my mama through that again. He told his brother to do what Gunna did, but it's a problem when Gunna did it. Cooked his career when all he had to do was drop a good song. Through it all, Thug has insisted he was on the level. Stop trying to make me one of those boys. Death before dishonor. This way, kids. But at every turn, there's a new controversy lurking around the corner. Among the many accusations he made about his fellow Atlantans on the call, Thug labeled QC's P a rat.
He did the same thing P did. Stood up in court. Man, that was wham, that was your ever get too, rocking with them up rat. And you be preaching about that shit too, man. You can't do that, man. That's a fact, bro. Dead wrong about that anyway. Nigga a rat, bro. I understand all that help put you on. Listen, man, that nigga is a rat. I don't give what help. That nigga give me $1 million. Man, you a rat. Whatever you talking about. You got somebody to take the chain gang. Imagine telling on the nigga and the nigga still beat the Kato.
This isn't exactly a new accusation. In documents that were unearthed by YouTuber 1090 Jake, it was revealed that P, the architect behind one of ATL's most influential hip-hop institutions, had cooperated with the cops, but he always strenuously denied this. Anybody know me know my character, he said in a statement at the time. Our culture is so f***ed up, it's sad y'all living in this imaginary street dream. I'm changing lives and changing my family curse. I got no love for those who try to kill me or mine. I ain't in the streets, I never wanted to be. I played the hand I was dealt and made something out of it. Y'all bums should do the same. Stop glorifying dumb shit. For a long time, this has essentially all blown over. But as news broke that Thug was still talking about it, the issue prompted another venomous response from Rallo. The only thing worse than a person that's going against family is a snake that's trying to divide the family so they can be the mob boss. Good music don't make you no made man. And soon, P weighed in too, sounding off on Thug. Imagine some broke-ass rats like Thugger and Pee-wee Ratsko trying to run a rat narrative on me. They know they talking about me. The sum total of everything that's happened is that Young Thug has gone from having all the momentum in the world to now seeing his reputation be picked apart for the world to see. In the wake of hearing the news, Joe Budden argued that every move he's made since being released has been inherently wrong.
I'd like to focus on a different S word other than snitch. Stock. Stock.
As it relates to?
Young Thug, and it has plummeted. It is plummeted. Y'all could keep having y'all who rat and who didn't rat conversations. The Young Thug stock, hey, Atlanta. I'm not even talking about Atlanta business. He could probably still sell out State Farm every night of the week. Outside of Atlanta, he is putting on a master class in how to take a good brand and totally f*** it up.
And these days, it's hard to argue with him. As for Gunna, it's clear that he's flourishing without him, rendering the need for his support redundant.
Family means everything to me because it starts with family, like before friends, you know what I'm saying? Before the neighborhood, before the world, you know what I mean? So like.
Plus, that's before he had his own snitching allegations to contend with. As the heat is continually applied to him, Thug seemed to agree with those who thought he should focus on the art, cryptically declaring, "Let this music talk, Spider." But ultimately, it might be a little too late for that, because in the view of people such as King Yella, fans have to hold them to the same standard as the other artists that they're less invested in.
Hey, this rat shit is funny to me. Y'all pick and choose who y'all want to say a rat, who y'all, hey listen, just cause a nigga make good music, man, don't justify him telling.
Similarly, he's been snubbed by Sauce Walker. Snakes and rats are in the same group of the animal kingdom, the scum of the jungles. No honor among snakes and rats. Don't try to switch to a spider. No, your snakeskin already exposed. Elsewhere, Sauce has argued that all the chattering online was to uphold an image that he doesn't believe to be authentic.
It's how as we bow, but point blank period. What I was getting is that a lot of people get on this internet to be supporting these lame ass niggas that portray this mysterious ass persona on the internet and be doing all of this weird, standing weird and doing all of this, yeah, being all secretive and you know, y'all know what I'm talking about without me saying the wrong thing to get me in trouble. But you know what I'm saying? But then y'all see certain people like myself or other artists that's out there just being ourselves. When you really a gangster and you really a tough nigga, you not trying to act tough. When you really come from the struggle and you really come from poverty, you really come from these type of things and you've been through these situations, you got real criminal record, criminal background, you've been in multiple interrogations and things of that nature. You're not on the internet and in this rap industry trying to perceive on this internet to be a gangster until it's brought to you. You know, all that old mysterious said, yeah, we found, because guess what you hide in the dark shall come to light.
It got so bad that we reached a point where even 6ix9ine is trying to exert the moral high ground over Thug.
And I'm gonna leave this shit real clear. Me, I do not give a f-. I don't care. I don't give a f-. Since I came home, y'all know it. I wore my shit from day one. Yeah, I did it in what? I'm outside. Y'all know I'm outside. I never told all my friends. I don't tell all my friends. Wasn't my mans, nigga. Y'all know they wasn't my mans. That's what hurt y'all. Like, damn, like, he's right. Oh, he's right. I hate this. Yeah. These telling on their friends. Niggas didn't even ask him. They said, take my number. Here's my number. Call me, but don't tell nobody about my number. What?
But it's not just the likes of Tekashi who lost faith in Thug. Even in his own dedicated subreddit, his fans are coming to terms with the fact that things have gone beyond the pale. This was genuinely the worst case scenario for Thug other than losing the trial. Bro was supposed to come out like Gucci. You hate to see it. And to make matters worse, the memes have started coming in thick and fast too. With everything blowing up in his face, Thug must be doing the utmost to find out where all this information is coming from, but he's not the only one. Upon doing some investigation, academics believe Thug's former signee might be behind the leaks.
I'm almost certain Gunna's team is leaking it to his fan pages. I'm almost certain, okay? I know they're not gonna agree to it, right? But I'm almost certain that Gunna's lawyers pulled, because yes, when you're in the case, you don't have to go through a Freedom of Information Act or anything like this, and some of these things would even be available, or it could be challenged if you try to do a FOIA. But it appears all of these things may have been gotten from maybe somebody who was in the case that would request them, and it could have been something for the nature of an appeal or something like that, so the courts are going to give it up because you're a defendant.
Another likely scenario is that DA Fannie Willis is sowing further seeds of discontent between them to prove that these are not men to be idolized, but frauds who aren't who they're purported to be. Either way, things are going from bad to worse for Thug, and those who crave the drama in hip-hop are braced for more. Thug said Gunna was on calls crying to women saying he misses them so much, he gotta find a way to come home to them, and ignored Thug when Thug reached out. Fanny, I need them calls. Ain't no saints in this. They all did bad. Gunna's calls probably hilarious too. All the while, the civil war that Thug's calls have created rages on, with Lil Baby and P of Quality Control unfollowing each other on IG. Before the CEO then decided to troll Thugger even further on IG by cementing his status as an informant. New documentary coming soon, The Rat That Just Keep Telling, at YSL at Thug, executively produced by me. Ultimately, the source of the leaks might remain unknown, but if their goal was to orchestrate a smear campaign and cast doubt on Thug's character, then they'll be thrilled by the results. Now, the scheduled rollout of Thug's fourth major label project, Uzcuddy, is turning to Damage Control rather than the victory lap that it should have been shaping up as. If Thug doesn't manage to make the right amends and play this expertly, then he could go from a hollowed superstar to a has-been in the space of just a few months. And if you told me a year ago that would be the case, I don't think me or anyone else would have believed it was possible for Thug to fall so fast, and without any room for him to claw back from his previous position as a beloved and influential star.